I'm Ruth Kramer with Vision Network News. There appears to be a renewed openness toward Christianity in China. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, says over a million pastors are waiting for a study Bible, despite reports suggesting Bibles are being printed in China in mass quantities. Klein says that's hurting their covert Bible distribution program. He adds that pastors are desperate. You can help.
If businessmen are going in, you know, into Beijing or into Shanghai, wherever they're flying into, if they would even take a suitcase of Bibles, we'll give them the Bibles and give them the name of a contact to drop them with. But we need to get Bibles in there, and especially to the church leaders.
Next, Ethiopia's prime minister just held a forum with students over the effectiveness of a six-year-old national youth development package. It demonstrates concern over education issues and the next generation, and that's why there's so much hope over the newest project by Buckner International and Bright Hope. Ethiopia's president joined them for the inauguration of a new school in Bantu, Ethiopia. The school will be the hands and feet of Christ to 400 impoverished children. And as the Far East Broadcasting Company enters spiritual battle to bridge the gap between Islam and Christianity, they need your help. FEBC's Greg Harris says that speaking the word of God often puts broadcasters in danger.
Really, we're asking God's people to pray and to cover us as we seek to bring the love of Jesus to the Muslim world.
FEBC's Project ISA is a long-term plan to minister to Muslims through radio. One-fifth of the world's population adheres to Islam, and
many, many people are sincerely seeking God, and we're fortunate enough to say to them, hey, here is the one true God, His Son Jesus Christ. You can know Him.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.